That beatbox is important. That is, for me, that's how I learned how to play the drums.
Akil Charlton traveled from Chicago to Aspen and had a shopping list with him. Soup cans, clear vinyl tubing, some balloons, and painter's tape.
I believe one is 7/8 of an inch diameter, one is 5/8 of an inch diameter, and the other is...
Charlton grew up in Chicago. He didn't have access to music lessons when he was a kid for a bunch of reasons. So he learned music by making his body an instrument.
We used to make beats by like banging on tables in the lunchroom and like rap over that.
And then he became a drummer and electronic musician. Then he had a question.
What are the other ways that people can make music without having to buy an instrument or take a class? And so I thought about using materials and making their own.
And that's what the things on his shopping list are for. Soup cans for bongos. Or vinyl tubing saxophones. Charlton runs a program in Chicago to bring music to students who wouldn't otherwise be able to access it. Money, transportation.
Because I really think it's important to teach like how we can naturally make music and make art.
Just as a human.
Yeah, as a human, like without any instruments. Like, so I teach a lot of call and response. We teach like old like hand clap games, like the ones you used to learn on the playground, or like maybe your parents used to learn on the playground.
And making these instruments is just one way to expand that vision a little bit. In this seminar, the dozen attendees made a bongo out of soup cans with a balloon stretched over it like a drum head. Then the mouthpiece of the balloon was put onto some vinyl tubing to make it like a primitive saxophone. Charlton goes to participating schools twice a week during the course of the program.
If you want to, you know, start to develop the skills of like a percussionist or a horn player or something, then here are some simple instruments that could at least get you in that direction.
He incorporates his music education programs into his own live performances, as well as runs an alternative music ensemble in the Chicago public school system. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.